Good morning, everyone. Two items this morning. First one is from today's Living with Shiva lesson. It's on importance of harmony and resolving inharmonious conditions. Thought I'd read just a couple of lines. There is no group of people on earth for whom living in harmony is not a challenge at one time or another. That make you feel better? Nobody exists where it's not a challenge at one time or another, living in harmony. But it is true that among my devotees, we have zero tolerance for disharmonious conditions of any kind. One of the principles of harmony is that commitment to harmony has to be greater than any commitment to any particular issue or problem. Problems change, but the strength of harmony has to be the ultimate priority. This is a conceptual tool to use when differences arise. In other words, sometimes when we're passionate about something, we place being right above being harmonious. We place our opinion and the success of our opinion in being accepted as being more important than being harmonious. So Gurudev is saying that it's not wise to do that. That's having those priorities, that having your opinion accepted is more important than maintaining harmony, can easily lead to an inharmonious condition. So what Gurudev is saying is we have to maintain harmony, and then we can only have discussions and present opinions in a way that maintains that harmony. Otherwise, our priorities are reversed, or our priorities are externalized. You may recall we were talking a few weeks ago about intuition, and we've developed a keynote/PowerPoint presentation on intuition based upon Gurudeva's book, the book on Gurudeva's visions. And I shared part of it, which was the idea of tapping intuition, how to tap intuition, and that Gurudeva gives a key for that process in cognizant ability, which has to do with observation. We can identify that part of us which has an intuitive thought if we're observant, and we can cultivate the ability to be observant, you remember, by abstinence from excessive talk. Talking too much causes the mind to chatter too much. In other words, externally talking stimulates internal thinking or unnecessary chatter, and that covers up or makes it hard to identify an intuition when one comes to us. Intuition comes to everyone, particularly in times of danger, times when something's very important. Intuition comes to everyone, but we don't identify it as intuition, because there's not enough observation going on in the mind to know that that's an intuition versus that's a memory or that's a guess. So we're getting a wonderful resource. It's called the Guru Book, Line of Guru Book. And I tried it and it worked. I looked up something and I found it and came up with a whole story that I wouldn't have had. I had two lines in my notes my 1972 notebook from Olivetti that said something like this was all I had, and you'll see how it gets beautifully developed in the story. Yogaswami was standing at the corner. Car came up. He said no orders and didn't get in. Car came back. He said, I've got my orders, and he got in. Something like that. That's my note. That's all I've got. So you can see how this comes up beautifully in this story. Yogaswami worked intuitively, responding to those who came according to inner orders. In explaining this process, he once said, I do nothing, I can do nothing. Everything you see, that is done by what comes from within. Another time he said, when you come here, what will happen was settled long ago. We go through it, you bring it, but it all happened long ago. Sit and be a witness. He advised, boldly act when you receive orders from within. You need not wait until all details are in order. If you wait for everything to be worked out, you may miss your chance. Have faith and do the work that comes from within. Money will trail after you if you are responding to divine orders. Helpers will come. Everything will come. You have only to follow carefully that which comes from within. When asked how to find one's inner voice, he said, Suma iru. Be still. Be still, and what you need will come to you. Suma iru was his constant command. He practiced it and heeded the answers that came. Someone would ask him a question, and he would wait to feel his orders. If he felt no orders, he would do nothing until orders came. Once a man drove up to Swami as he was walking through town and asked if he could drive him anywhere. No orders, Swami replied, and waved the man on. A few minutes later, the driver came by and stopped again. Now I have my orders, Swami said, and got into the car. That's the story. Much nicer than the version I had before. Car not getting in and car getting in. Of course, what can we see from this? That Gurudeva and Yogaswami's advice on how to find one's intuition is the same. It's just the wording is different. Gurudeva is saying abstinence from excessive talk. Yogaswami is saying be still. Same thing, right? When do you tell a child to be still? Well, one of the reasons is talking too much, making too much noise. So, give it a try. The results may surprise you. Have a wonderful day.